Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Arcata Police Department continues to investigate the double homicide that occurred last Saturday in the 2400 block of I Street in Arcata. Two people, 18-year-old Eureka resident Christina Schwartz and 27-year-old Alan Marcet of Michigan, were gunned down following an altercation. Arcata police immediately identified the suspect as 28-year-old Bodie Tree, and he was apprehended after a short standoff later on Saturday morning. The APD is currently looking for the murder weapon used in the shooting. The firearm may have been discarded by the suspect in the Sunny Bray area, specifically in the area of Beverly Drive and Shirley Boulevard. If anyone finds a gun, they are asked to leave the gun where it is and contact the Arcata Police Department. The Chancellor's Office of the California State University System announced that Governor Brown's May revision to the state budget maintains a $125 million increase in state funding for the 23-campus system. Along with the additional $125 million in funding, the governor's budget also reinstates another $125 million that was cut during last year's budget negotiations. If the governor's budget remains as is, the CSU system will have a budget of $2.3 billion, and the money will be used to focus on three key areas: student access and success, faculty and staff compensation, and mandatory costs. Today, CHP officers responded to an overturned truck and semi-trailer on Highway 101 south of the Eagle Point Viaduct in the Garberville area. 48-year-old Corning resident James Foster was driving a loaded truck and semi-trailer headed southbound when he made a sweeping right turn at an unsafe speed. The trailer and load tipped over and the load spilled across all the lanes of the highway. Foster was uninjured and no other vehicles were involved. Highway 101 was closed intermittently for cleanup, and a partial lane closure remains in effect for the rest of the day while cleanup is being finished. Caltrans wants to alert motorists to maintenance work being done at the Mad River Bridge at the interchange between Highway 101 and North Bank Road. The eastbound on-ramp for North Bank Road will be closed through the week as contractors regrade and resurface the roadway. Also, the Central Avenue off-ramp from Highway 101 northbound, along with the North Bank exit at Azalea Avenue, will be closed beginning Wednesday morning through Friday. Use caution when transiting the area and be aware of work crews on site. On Saturday, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of two male subjects trespassing at a residence in the 31,000 block of Westwood Drive in Fort Bragg. Deputies arrived at the condemned structure and contacted Christopher Swift and Soren Wester. Upon field drug evaluations, deputies determined that Swift and Wester were under the influence of methamphetamine. Deputies were able to locate approximately 1 gram of methamphetamine in a glass smoking pipe. Both Smith and Wester were arrested, transported to the Mendocino County Jail, and held on $10,000 bail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Friday, the Decade of Difference Initiative hosted the finale of the first annual Innovate Business Challenge, a competition in which high school students create business startup ideas. The grand prize winners of the contest and $2,500 in cash were Anna Gomez, who created Anna's Herbs, and Wyatt Nylander, who sold his idea for smoked bones. The other finalists, Cody Hurst, Olea Stevens, and Kayla Totten, also received prize money. The students altogether received $7,250 in prize money. Our radio company has offered to match the individual prize awards with the equivalent in on-air advertising time. President and owner Brian Papstein explains.
What we decided to do was to augment the cash award with advertising on our radio station so that they have the opportunity then to let the community know about what their product is, because oftentimes a new business or a business opening often doesn't have enough marketing dollars to be able to do it properly. That's where we wanted to step in and help them out.
The event was held at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.